In the U.S. state of Iowa, Republican Party members will vote in caucuses today on their preferred presidential nominee. Donald Trump has a commanding lead in the polls, despite a number of legal actions against him. Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, and the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, are vying to put in a strong second place showing in what is the first vote in the process of selecting a Republican challenger for the White House. Julia Manchester is national politics correspondent with The Hill. She joins us now from a very cold Des Moines, Iowa. Very cold indeed, Julia. You've just been telling us it's minus 22 Celsius there. So there's going to be a big challenge here in getting this vote out for all the candidates, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more of a challenge in a caucus than versus a regular primary or a regular general election, because the traditional way of voting, as we all think of it, is you go into a ballot, a voting booth, cast your ballot, put in the ballot box, you're done. Then you go home, and sometimes you can vote early and send that ballot in. In the case that there could be bad weather, you don't feel like going out on election day. It's also a holiday here in the U.S. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so people have off. But with a caucus, you have to go in person, and it's a meeting. You have to stay there for as long as however long the meeting takes. There's a precinct captain mm-hmm. there counting all the votes for the campaign, and it could take, an hour to over an hour. So caucuses are generally lower turnout because of that. But with this very cold weather, mm-hmm. it's really unclear what the turnout will look like.
So is it fair to say this is really all about the battle for second place, that Trump is so far ahead in the polls that he's unlikely to be toppled?
Yes, I think that's fair. The latest Des Moines Register poll from NBC News, which is sort of the gold standard of polling here in Iowa, shows Trump at 48%, Haley at 20%, and DeSantis at 16%. Trump is very unlikely to lose this. So this is about whoever has enough momentum to get out of Iowa and go to New Hampshire and South Carolina. In that poll that I just mentioned, Donald Trump and DeSantis actually ticked down a few points, whereas you saw Nikki Haley rose 4 points from the last poll that was conducted last month. And, she is seen as being on the rise in New Hampshire as well. That's going to be very important because New Hampshire takes place 8 days after Iowa.
Well, they're the first votes in this long-running U.S. presidential process, which will take us to the end of the year. So we'll be following it over the next number of months. For the moment, from Des Moines, Iowa, Julia Manchester, thank you very much for that.